You are listening to Jackson Hole Entrepreneur on 89.1 KHOL. My name is Mike Amore. This public affairs segment is a channel for local entrepreneurs to share tips, advice, and their stories to help inspire other potential entrepreneurs. This segment will air every other Sunday in the noon hour. This week, I spoke with Patricia Reed of Jackson Gymnastics. Thank you for coming into the studio, Patricia. Before I start discussing your business, Jackson Gymnastics, I wanted to ask you a few questions to get to know you first. Something that I'm always interested in knowing about people who live in Jackson is, what tourist attraction do you do with your out-of-town family and friends, but never do on your own?
The shootout.
Shootout? Why the shootout?
I love the shootout.
But you only go when you have family and friends in town?
Yes, because we try to avoid town unless we're riding our bike, right? So it's hard to drive around in the summer.
Where is your ideal spot to spend a lazy Sunday off?
With kids or without kids?
Let's say both.
A long hike in the mountains, Lake Solitude, without kids, with kids, probably String Lake.
What album or artist do you listen to when you're looking to motivate yourself for the day?
The Allman Brothers.
All right. Well, they must have been a tragic week for you then.
Oh, don't even start.
So tell me a little bit about your personal history. Are you from Jackson originally?
No, I moved here in 1979. I'm from the Lake Ontario area, upstate New York. It's a town called Oswego.
And what brought you to Jackson?
My college roommate's brother lived here, and she said, do you want to go to Jackson with me? And my other roommate and I said, yes, where is it? We did not know where Wyoming was, sorry, but I've never left since. So,
all right, now that we've gotten to know you a little bit better, let's talk about Jackson Gymnastics. Can you give a quick overview about what the facility of Jackson Gymnastics will offer?
Jackson Gymnastics will be a program open to boys and girls ages 2 and up. We will have a competitive aspect, a level 3 pre-competitive and competitive program. We will offer an open gym for the toddler age children, open gym for older kids. We will have classes for boys and girls also 6 and up. We will offer cheerleading, and we have a great idea. It's called Jazznastics. It'll be a class for dancers who want to learn gymnastics and for gymnasts who want to learn dance. So we're going to combine that. We also will work with the springboard divers. We have a diving background, you know, at gymnastics, that they go hand in hand.
So what made you first get into gymnastics?
Well, I started school at St. Mary's, and our playground was a concrete courtyard. So in the 5th grade, I got invited to go to the campus school, which was on the university campus, and they had trampolines and rings and bars and so much fun stuff that I loved gymnastics from 5th grade on. And when I went to college, they needed coaches, so I started coaching at 18 and did that all through college. Then I moved to Jackson, and they didn't have a Jackson Gymnastics or any gymnastics program. So I got started with Dancers Workshop back in 1981.
Did you have any setbacks when you're starting your business that you think are unique to Jackson?
I think the hardest thing is finding a location, especially for gymnastics. We need high ceilings, long runways.
And where is your location?
We are going to take over the Jackalope space, which is in the Smith's Plaza, which is wide enough. The ceilings are high enough. It's definitely small. Don't compare it to Axis because it's definitely small. We won't have a pit, but we intend to grow sensibly, and we hope to find something in a few years.
So do you have a support system here in town? Is there someone or an organization that you think other entrepreneurs would benefit to reach out to?
Well, my personal mentor is Sherry Milne from Teton Indoor Sports Academy, the gym I coach at over in Driggs. She has run an incredible program, and I like her values, and I like the way she runs the program, how she works with the families, and she's been awesome. Carol Brewer has been a bookkeeper and a mentor. Businesses, I'm working with Jackson Youth and Family Services. They are going to help me set up my website. They have a program called Teen Powered, so I'm really excited to work with them. Just family and friends.
What advantages do you think entrepreneurs have starting a business here in Jackson that you may not have in other cities?
Well, I love to tell people that. It seems like, especially with children, there's always a niche that needs to be filled. Their kids are an incredible business, and they need to get out, and they need to move and Parents need care for them, and this community is growing and growing and growing. So I think this community especially just welcomes people to try out their ideas.
So if any, what type of business do you think you'd like to see a Jackson entrepreneur start that you think is lacking here in town?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe some sort of transportation system. I do a lot of skiing on the pass in the winter, and we know about all that. It'd be nice to figure out a way that people could provide transportation.
Other than like ride shares or anything like that?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if there's enough of that. You know, my favorite organization lately is Whole Food Rescue. I think, you know, we are meeting some really crucial needs in the community with flair, you know, kind of great ideas. I don't know. Just maybe transportation issues. I think we all freak out when Memorial Day hits.
Yeah, the traffic was pretty horrendous yesterday already.
It's just weird, right? It didn't happen so many years ago, but We do need to get used to it. So I think it'd be great if we just got more people on the bike path, or I don't know. I think we have great, you know, I love KHOL. I can't believe how great this radio station is in our little town. And what am I saying? We need a big gym. That's what we need. We need a huge gymnastics facility.
I think now almost the rec center starting like a regular gym, I think would be great to kind of compete with some of the, like the smaller local gyms just for general workout purposes.
Yeah.
Because I think that's kind of lacking here in town, or at least in
the
gym.
I think a lot
gym.
Of people feel that. I've been working with the rec center since they opened. Mm-hmm. So I kind of know a little bit of their own like workings, and it's a small town. We need like 3 times the size of that rec center. Mm-hmm. We need another pool. We need a diving well. We need an outdoor training facility for springboard divers. Mm-hmm. I'm way into diving as well.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming into the studio, Patricia. Tell the listeners where they can find out more information about Jackson Gymnastics.
Well, we are getting our website up and running, so I don't think you should check it yet.
Do you have a URL?
We do. It's Jackson. It's going to be jacksongymnastics.squarespace.org.
For more segments from local entrepreneurs, visit 891k12.org/entrepreneur. If you have founded a local business and want to share your advice in an interview on K12, email michael@jhcr.org. You're listening to K12 Jackson.